If you just shut the fuck up for 30 seconds, you might learn something.
Live from Williamsburg, Brooklyn, at Station Head headquarters, it's Brooklyn Live with Jeff Blum and Serena. Tonight, from ESPN and the Food Network, Jamie Sire. Matt Corey and the New York Cocktail Expo are here, as music from Des Rocks. Plus, later on, it's Cocktail Competition Madness. Here is Jeff Blum and Serena.
Hey, what's going on, Serena? Welcome to Brooklyn Live, guys. We are live in Williamsburg, Brooklyn, here at Station Head headquarters, hanging out. I got Serena with me. Serena, we haven't had any technical issues tonight, which is great.
None, zero. We are so perfect.
Really, it's worked out amazing. Mm-hmm. There's nothing bad's happened, no technical issues. Everything's been perfect. You know, we'd also like to not start on time is the idea. It's kind of like a New York thing, I think. Like, if you say you're going to be somewhere at 7, it's more like 7-ish.
Well, sure, because there's the subway. So it's always like, oh, I got stuck on the L or, you know. There's always, you have to give yourself like a 10 minute bumper.
See, I thought people, when they said things like I was stuck on the L, they were like referencing a Sesame Street song or something. Is that not what that is?
That is definitely not how the L train is. Oh. Furthest thing from Sesame Street, let's just say.
Well, we got a lot of fun tonight. It should be a lot of fun on the show, man. We've got some great guests. Jamie Sire here from ESPN and Food Network. She's really cool. Our buddy Matt Corey from the New York Cocktail Expo is in the building. He's actually already been making cocktails. I had a rum drink that he was making. Did you get that?
No. A rum shooter.
A rum shooter. Excuse me. A rum shooter.
Yep.
It was delicious.
It was amazing, except I can't drink rum.
We can't talk about you drinking rum or no?
No. That's okay. A whole other story.
That's a whole different story.
We'll talk about
that.
Now.
That works great for radio when you're like, oh, no, I can't drink it.
I'm
I have
so
a story,
sorry.
But I can't tell it.
Next time. After hours show.
Yeah, and then, of course, our buddy Des Rocks is here. I tell you what, his stuff, his new single is amazing on Spotify. Actually, you know, there's 3 songs out there on Spotify from him, and I'm pretty sure I've put 10,000 plays on each one. It's funny.
Wow.
So I'm working in the Hamptons. I'm bumping them in my Prius, which I've said before I have a big subwoofer in. So I'm driving through East Hampton playing very loud music and trying not to get arrested.
Super fan. I love it.
It's awesome. I'm really excited about it. What's new with Station Head right now? What's going on over
here? What's new with Station Head?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know if everyone has noticed in the last week, we had an update come through where the app looks completely different. Super shishi. You can schedule your shows in. There's all kinds of fun features for everyone.
Wow. I haven't seen that yet. I got to get that.
Yeah, check it out.
That's cool. Very, very cool. And the Apple Music thing is still great. And, of course, Spotify. And
Apple and Spotify, yep.
What's up with I keep making this whole table move. Sorry. What's up with Android? Is that coming soon?
Android, yeah. Our guys are actually working on that now.
Like
so.
Right this minute? I don't see anybody working.
Yeah, I think we kicked them out. As soon as we brought all the beers and the cocktails, they were like, oh, okay, so we can go home for the day.
It just feels dirty when you say the word cocktail. I don't know why. I feel like we shouldn't. It's like a weird librarian thing or something. I don't know.
Oh, okay. As I'm drinking one, but
that's
all
right. Listen, how do we turn this music off? Here, voice only. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
I think it's time. Let's get Jamie here and talk to her because she's got some pretty fun stuff and she's been through a lot of fun things and seen a lot of fun things.
Cool.
So she's going to make her way. The funny part about this show when we do this is we don't take any breaks. There's no in between. Jamie, got to watch out for the dog.
Keeps it organic. Say hi to Coco. Oh,
wait,
she's okay.
Wait, I feel like I'm.
No, her paw.
She'll move.
She feels like
fine.
Her paws are stuck.
You're
in the.
You're very nice.
Are stuck in the slider there. Here, grab some
headphones. I feel like I was smushing her little paw.
No, she's super tough. Those paws are actually robotic, so she doesn't have real dog paws. You have nothing to worry about there whatsoever. The only thing it is to worry about is the tanglement of cords.
Yeah, like I said, you have to work for it when
that's
you get
right,
here.
That's right.
Station Head.
Tell everybody, Serena, where they can find. Oh, here, you need me to do it. Sorry about that. I was trying to get three to do plugs, but we had some technical issues.
Oh, okay.
But we got them all figured out. Jamie, what's happening? How are you?
I'm great. How are you doing? I have a Montauk watermelon session ale.
That's my favorite one.
That's a fantastic
beer. I love
beer.
That one.
It's really good.
It's a fantastic beer.
Yeah,
great company.
Thank you for sharing. I feel like you had a private stash in the fridge.
Why, but not
and
anymore.
I kind of
thanks.
Stole.
You just said that and everybody heard.
Now everyone knows.
Everyone knows.
Yeah, they're a great company, man. I'm hoping to have them on here soon because they're super cool. Their stuff is all recycled and local and it's a bunch of surfer guys out in Montauk. They're super
love
cool
it.
About it. Yeah, it's awesome. So what's going on with you, man? You're kind of all over the place, man. I've seen you everywhere and you know, I know there's a whole lot happening and a whole lot of fun things, but I want to start with you because I want to talk about ESPN for a second.
Okay.
I think the first time you and I talked, we didn't talk a lot about that.
Okay. Well, what do you want to know?
Ooh.
What does ESPN stand for? No, I'm kidding. I'm totally kidding.
Okay,
do you actually know?
Entertainment.
Oh, shit.
Sport.
You don't know.
No,
I don't either. I was hoping she would tell me.
Entertainment and sporting.
No, I used to know. Okay. I mean, I got laid off from there a little over a year ago. So
Entertainment, Sports, News Network, ESP.
News and network. That's too many N's.
No, there's.
Well, listen, you can't say that. In
programming. Programming.
Right. Programming.
Yep.
There it is.
Got it.
Network.
Nailed it.
Nice. All right, good.
Nailed it.
So, but when you would do that stuff, because you were one of those heads, you were one of those talking heads that would come on.
I was.
But the thing about you is you never were very snarky. I feel like all
thank you.
I feel like all those guys want to be David Letterman. Is that what they tell you to do?
No, they actually don't. I think that, you know, a lot of times people growing up and they've been watching ESPN for so long and they've seen kind of the old school, like all the catchphrases and all those things. And they think that that's what they need to do. I never felt that that was what I wanted to do because that's just
not me. You didn't get a
catchphrase? I'd never had a catchphrase.
Come on.
No.
None?
No, none. I just felt like it was super cheesy.
There are some pretty rough ones. That whoever came with a boom goes to dynamite should be drug out on the road and shot.
Well, no. That one was funny because that one actually was funny. Because that one, if you ever saw, there was this kid. He was in college, like on a college like TV station.
Right.
And he was so nervous.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And he was totally fumbling. And you could tell that that was going to be his catchphrase. Like he was like, no matter what I do in this entire sports cast, I'm going to nail that. And so he said, I remember because I thought it was so funny. It was great. And I think he's still working in the business, actually. But there was a highlight he was calling and he didn't know anyone's name. He was like, and passes it to the man, and boom goes the dynamite. And so somebody on Sports, and I think it might have been Stuart Scott, actually picked that up as like a funny catchphrase because it was if you had seen that video, then it made sense. So I actually appreciated that one. But for me, I felt like it would be forced. It would be not my personality. So I never really I never really like adopted one of those. So I just tried to. I don't know. I just try to be myself on TV. Like I wanted to be the same person that you would sit and have a beer with, you know, in a weird small radio station.
Don't worry about that. We have a dog.
With a dog on the guard floor. There's a dog guarding the door.
Cocktails like, though. There's drinks.
Yeah, I know. That's awesome. This is the best radio show I've ever been on. I just felt like for me, it was just more about. Like, let me portray who I am in person on TV. And hopefully, I feel like people, identified with that.
Yeah, you come across great on it when you do it. That's one of the things I think that you're really good at. You come across being very natural when you were doing stuff and doing things on television, whether it's dealing with food or whether it's even dealing with sports. But you're a big sports fan, too, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I grew up in Great Falls, Montana.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah, so super small town. But I went to school at Washington State, and I don't know if you've ever been to Pullman, Washington. Probably not.
As a matter of fact,
What is it by?
I'm sure it's on your bucket list. it's about an hour south of Spokane. It's about 10 miles from the...
Spokane or is it Spokane?
Spokane.
Spokane. I'm just checking.
Spokane. I don't know. Educating you this
time. Yeah,
Spokane. It's about 10 minutes from the Idaho border.
And we get a geography lesson.
Yeah, exactly. It's in the Palouse.
It's in the what?
The Palouse.
The hell is that?
Farm, mecca for lentils and wheat.
Yes, I love lentils.
You can't cheer that.
Anyways, my point being, and setting all of this up, is there's not a lot to do there aside from go to football, basketball games, like all the sporting events. So I became a very big sports fan while I was living there. And also, generally, they're not very good at sports. I mean, we have our years, every few years, we're really good and then not so good for a while. So it's kind of like the lovable loser, you're rooting for the underdog all the time.
Right.
So it's kind of it kind of really endears you to the whole idea of sports. And
that was Serena's nickname for me for a long time.
Wait, the underdog?
The lovable loser.
The lovable loser. Okay.
So it's not anymore?
Mm-mm.
No? Mm-mm. What is it now?
Mm-mm.
No, I'm pretty sure it's still the lovable loser.
It's the giant, global icon, and national treasure.
Oh.
Thank
I don't. I feel like that's too long for a nickname. I think you need to shorten that up.
It's not.
Like that's the opposite
it's
of a nickname.
Not.
I feel like nicknames are supposed to be short.
Well, giant, that's one word, right?
You already just went too far.
You'd off like five words for this.
I feel like I'm outnumbered right now.
You are.
It's terrible. 100%. It's terrible.
It's happening right now.
That's right. Serena, tell where people can look up Jamie and learn a little more information
about her. Okay. All right. So Jamie Sire is here in studio with us. I want to make sure everyone checks her out on Instagram. Correct me if I'm wrong. Jamie Sire, JAYMEE. SIRE.
You nailed it.
Perfect.
Yep.
And also E is for eat.
Yes.
My food blog.
Now, I want to talk to you about your food blog too.
Okay.
I want to talk about that because, I'm a chef.
Yes,
and I get very I get very aggressive about these things.
Okay.
But before
I'm
we
scared
get,
now.
Well, no.
I'm just kidding.
So you did some time at ESPN.
I did.
Right? And
four years.
And then you, wow, you sound like
that's some time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right? I know. Four years. Some time. You made it sound like it was a prison sentence.
But, well, yeah, you did.
Uh-oh. Now we're getting the dirt. I like
But
it.
When you go in, do you start like at the bottom? I'm like, okay, you got the 4 a.m. shift.
Yes.
Is that
so
how it works?
When I started, there was still this show. It's no longer in existence. It was called Highlight Express.
Okay.
And it was on at the same time as SportsCenter, so literally no one watched it.
Oh. Was it like ESPN 4 or something?
It was on news. It was on ESPN News.
Okay.
It was a half-hour show, and it was all highlights. So some people did watch it because there were some people out there that just wanted the highlights, and if they did and they happened to also have ESPN News, then they maybe watched our show.
But you were still on ESPN, which is awesome.
Yeah,
that's
and it was honestly like a great training ground because you get to ESPN and you have no idea what you're doing. Even though you've been doing it your entire career, you are very overwhelmed. You are feeling like you're just like trying to keep your head above water if you're just like treading water the entire time. So it was nice to have that show kind of as like your training wheels.
It's a lot of prep work though that goes into that,
yeah,
right?
But And you're still reacting to the games that, you know, happened that night. So, you're going on at either like 10 or 11 o'clock. So you're still on at nighttime and not getting home until 2 or 3 in the morning.
Yeah,
wow.
Geez.
Waiting for the West Coast baseball games to finish. But fortunately, that show was canceled about 2 or 3 months after I started at ESPN.
Oh, wow.
So I knew people that started, you know, a year or two before me that had to be on that show for like a year.
Oh, wow. That's like the where they put you in the start.
Yeah,
right,
and then
there.
Even if you get to do SportsCenter, you know, if they need you, they'll put you on that show. So luckily, I only had to do that show for a couple months, but it was great because after they canceled it, then all the new people that came in, they would just put them on SportsCenter.
Right.
Which I think would be super intimidating to have that as your very, very first show.
It's like
on
a flagship,
ESPN.
Right?
Yeah.
A lot.
Even if it was a SportsCenter that aired on ESPN News, it's still, you hear that, da da da.
Yeah.
You hear that and you get instantly nervous.
Yeah. You straighten up a little bit.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go.
I remember during my audition, I had to do that and I heard, you know, the signature little like chimes and I got nervous. So.
I wish we could play that right now.
I know.
Oh, well.
You could see.
Probably
is it copyrighted.
On Spotify
I'm afraid to
or
touch
Apple
it.
I'm guessing it's copyrighted.
Well, no,
think.
For Spotify and Apple Music, it might be there. Yeah,
oh,
it's probably there.
It's so fancy.
I'm wearing my headphones funny. I know. It's because I don't mess up my hair.
Yeah. That's important.
I took off my earrings for this. You could fix your hair.
I feel like, you know, your hair on radio is super important.
That was mean.
But true.
No, that was
but
mean.
But true.
So listen, so you go from ESPN to like what was the next step for you there? Like how did you take from that to
from Highlight Express?
Yeah,
from the super successful Highlight Express that was now canceled. I actually had a fortunate thing happen to me. I don't know who was supposed to do Little League World Series that year. Whoever it was supposed to be couldn't do it kind of last minute and they
Wait,
knew
can we talk about that for a second? Yeah. The Little League World, if you guys haven't watched the Little League World Series,
it's a big deal.
Dude, it is awesome.
Yeah, it is awesome.
And there's always one kid who is clearly like 26.
Masquerading.
And like it's the teams are all there and the young kids and there's always the one kid who's like, yeah, I did it for the team. It was I came out there, I really, really hit the home run for the team. And you're like, that dude is at least 27 years old.
No, it's a great event. It's so much fun. It's a huge priority for the company.
Right.
And the ratings do amazing.
It's fun to watch.
Yeah, and I had a baseball background. I had covered the San Francisco Giants 2 of their 3 World Series runs when I was working in San Francisco. So they knew, so one of my bosses knew that I had a baseball background and they asked me, they're like, hey, do you want to do this?
Yeah.
And I said, absolutely. And I think that really helped me get some visibility within the network, within some of the executive offices. A lot of people saw me that probably didn't even know that I worked at ESPN, to be honest. They're like, wait, who's this girl? She's pretty good.
They were like, wait, we have an ESPN News channel?
Yeah,
wait,
what?
Isn't that redundant?
ESPN 4?
Is that redundant?
The Ocho?
I
don't know.
Yeah, that's the joke.
No, it was really fun because I covered, you know, obviously a lot of professional sports for a really long time. And so to cover these kids who are so excited to be on television, like they want to be interviewed after the game. Like that is their goal. Whereas sometimes you work with professional athletes and they're like, I have to do an interview.
Right.
You know, they're kind of annoyed about it. It was so refreshing to do Little League World Series because you get these kids that are like genuinely so excited that they hit this walk-off home run or their team advanced. And at the end of the day, they're excited to win, but they're also just excited to go eat pizza with their friends.
Exactly.
Yeah, it really is awesome.
They're like, we made all these friends from Japan, yeah. and we're going to go eat pizza with them.
That's awesome.
Don't want to interrupt, but cocktails.
Woo!
Matt Corey's walking in from the New York Cocktail Expo. He's walking in here, dropping some cocktails here in front of us.
This is literally the best radio show I've ever been on.
This is amazing here. I see a little pineapple leaf in here.
What's going on?
Look at this. Here you go, Matt. Jump in here and tell me what you got.
Thanks for having me, guys. Nice to join you. So, yeah, so I brought you my favorite cocktail of the time. This is an iconic tiki drink.
Mm-hmm.
It's called the Painkiller.
The Painkiller.
That's right. So it has freshly squeezed orange juice. You have pineapple juice. Coconut cream gives it a nice silky texture, and Pusser's rum, Navy strength Pusser's rum, and that's the rum you got to have in this drink to have it
Holy
be a real painkiller.
Shit, that's
oh my
good.
Gosh, I'm so excited!
Wow, did you taste
you like that?
No, not yet. I was waiting for the
cheers.
Description.
Cheers,
cheers,
cheers, everybody!
There it is. Hey, we got to give him a plug too while he's in here too, talking about, of course, the New York Cocktail Expo.
Absolutely.
Tell him about it, Serena. This drink is phenomenal.
All right, so the lovely Matt Curry is here making beverages for us.
He is lovely.
So yeah, he is lovely. Yeah.
He's wearing a Hawaiian shirt also.
I'm telling you, he's so coordinated right now. I'm super impressed.
That's right.
With your aesthetic. It's great. Totally on. So he's looks like he's going to be at the New York Cocktail Expo August 19th and the 20th.
August 19th at the tastings, at Melrose Ballroom.
Awesome.
August 19th.
Yep. Absolutely. Don't forget to get your tickets, NewYorkCocktailExpo.com.
There it is. We're going to hang out with Matt in a little while here, too. Matt's going to judge a cocktail competition because I get very competitive when Jamie's around. That's all
who's making those beverages,
These
though?
Are really
These
good.
Isn't that awesome?
These
what a
are
great
really
drink.
Good.
Wow.
Thank you very
that's
much.
Gonna be hard. That's going to be hard to top.
It is. That's really good. Wow. That's very
We're not
very
competing
tasty.
Against him, right? I hope not.
Yes. It's you and me. We're going to tag team. And we're gonna get No. Wow, that's a tasty beverage.
It tastes like pie. Like
it does
actual
taste like pie. It does
or
taste
like pineapple pie. Upside down cake or something. It's so delicious.
Why is it upside down?
I don't know.
It's a joke. All right, so that's delicious, man. New York Cocktail Expo. What a great event that is. I want to go hang out there.
I'm going.
Yeah.
I mean, I think I go every year. I just never remember.
You get to go and drink the whole time? Is that what else happens there?
Fast. Yep, you just go and drink. And you're like, I like brands of cocktails. Yeah. This sounds delicious.
All cocktails. I'm in.
Yeah, it's awesome. This is delicious. So listen. So you go from ESPN 74, whatever one it was. No, I'm kidding. ESPN News. You finally start getting some spots, Little League World Series to finally get some spots on
SportsCenter.
Yeah.
I started doing, I started filling in a little bit for Hannah Storm when she was doing the 9 a.m. SportsCenter, which was also a really big deal for me. It was just great exposure, and it was a good chance for me to kind of, I don't know, like find my voice a little bit on SportsCenter and ESPN. And I had a great rapport with Kevin Gandhi, who I worked with a lot at that time. And then that kind of led to they were going to launch a brand new SportsCenter at 7 a.m. It had never been on live at 7 a.m. before. And so we had SportsCenter AM. I think it lasted a little over a year.
Yeah, but that's awesome, though, to have
No, it was good. It was. I mean, they still have it. It's just not called that anymore. But, yeah, we launched. I mean, it was really cool to launch something brand new at something, a place like ESPN, which has been around for so long.
100%.
Absolutely. And then you have this brand new show that they've never done before at 7 a.m. And we were actually, I think, fairly successful for the time slot and everything. And we had a blast. We had five anchors on. And so it was kind of this a little bit of a morning show mixed with SportsCenter. You know, you had the highlights, you had the interviews, you had, you know, the funny little quips and video and that kind of thing. We had a lot of fun.
And we're joking about the ESPN News thing. I mean, obviously people would kill to be on that. Like
and
I both know, like getting a gig like that, that's not an easy thing.
No, it was a big deal for sure. I mean, it was funny because prior to me accepting the job, I had always said that I did not want to work at ESPN only because I did not want to move to Bristol.
Bristol's a rough place. Bristol, Connecticut.
I did not live in Bristol. I used to live in West Hartford.
I'm kidding. It's not a hood at all.
No, it's just there's not a lot there. Not a lot going on aside from ESPN.
Right.
But at the end of the day, you know, when ESPN comes calling, you probably end up taking it.
Yeah, who's going to say no?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, any thoughts on going back or trying to get back with them at any point? Or are we over it now?
No. I'm not over it. I mean, I would definitely love to explore something else with them, perhaps, like maybe something that combined food and sports. I don't know if they would be open to taking me back, but if
they
it was...
hate food shows, just FYI.
How many have you pitched?
Three.
Really?
Yes.
I mean, I don't know. They're really ramping up the digital platform.
Well, that's where everything's going. Like, we should talk about that for a second, because that's literally where everything is going now.
It is.
I mean, you look at how much the world is changing when it comes to how people consume content. I mean, even platforms like this, you know, you have listeners, you have people who pay attention to it. And even from a digital standpoint, you know, our show, Restaurant Road Trip, we get, I mean, the station cared more about how many Facebook views it got than what the ratings were.
Really?
It was insane. Right. That's what they cared about. And, you know, you people crush it and you get more views that way.
It's definitely going that way. And to be honest, I think that one of the reasons that they had to lay off as many people as they did last year was because they hadn't really, like, looked ahead as, or they didn't anticipate, I guess, you know, what was going to happen with that digital space. Like,
No,
I don't think anybody really thought it was going to happen as quickly as it did. You know, people getting rid of cable and then kind of switching all of their viewing habits to streaming, to digital, and that kind of space. And
do you still have cable?
I still have cable only because we moved to New York in October, and, you know, you get those all those, those deals when you are a new subscriber. So we got that. And then, to be honest, like, I still watch, you know, different things, and I felt like to do it all, like, a la carte seemed like a lot of work at the time. Like, you technically could save, like, maybe, like, $50, but it just seemed like a lot of work.
I guess so.
Like, I don't know. At some point, I probably will not have it, but
my kids don't understand how come if they're watching football, they can't pause it or rewind it. I mean, they say, how come we can't fast forward through the commercials?
Yes.
They don't even get it.
Really? That's so interesting.
I mean, I don't even know anyone who has cable.
Now you do.
You are my one friend who has cable.
Well, I think I read, is it like it's like 35-40% of the country now has cut the cable completely.
I think it's kind of leveling off a little bit.
Yeah.
Like, it was drastically changing, and that's why people or networks like ESPN had to cut so many people. I do think for me also, I needed to have Food Network, honestly, and they don't have it over, you know, an OTT app yet. I think that's in the works.
Well, they have them,
but it's not good.
But
you can't, I don't think you can subscribe, unless they've changed in the last year.
I mean, there's a Food Network. I mean, I think there's one.
You still have to have a cable subscription in order to get it. That was my thing. I was like, I can't not have Food Network.
Right.
And now ESPN just, I think a couple months ago, launched where they have a subscription-based
app. Right, you can pay money.
Like HBO Go or something like that, where you can pay per month, like $10 or whatever it is.
I think you're going to see so much more of that. I think actually
I think a lot of people are going to consume their TV that way a lot more.
Totally. Yeah.
It needs to happen. I mean, I like borrow my friend's cable login.
Yeah, exactly.
So that I can watch Food Network shows.
I know. I feel like if I could probably ask my mom, but she probably doesn't know what it is. And I'd be like, can you call and find out what your login is? And then
such a pain in the ass. Just let me pay for cable, I guess.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly. Wow. So until that new subscriber deal runs out, then we're all over it.
Well, it's a great segue though into, because you were doing the ESPN thing to all of a sudden. I mean, like, food is kind of a thing for you, like.
Yeah. No. I mean, I love food. I love travel. I've had my food blog for I think like 7 years now.
Yeah, and what's the food? Where can we find that?
That Serena? Is E is for Eat.
That's right.
Good job, Serena. Thank you. I've kind of been doing that and been interested in crossing over into that world. And honestly, before I got laid off, I had already recorded a couple of things with Food Network. I had done an episode of Beat Bobby Flay.
Right.
I had done a guest hosting thing on Food Network Star. It just hadn't aired yet.
Right.
So it was kind of interesting because then I got laid off and then these things started airing and then everybody thought that I just seamlessly like jumped into the food world.
The Food Network, right.
Which is great. I'll let everybody think that.
It's good enough for you, right? It's good enough.
No, it kind of worked out. And then I had an opportunity to audition for Iron Chef Showdown. Which was a one season wonder.
Yeah.
But it was a great time.
It was a fun show.
It was
really super fun.
I had a blast.
So Jamie was the on field, like the field reporter for them, which was pretty cool.
Yes. So it was kind of fun because it was a mix. I felt like it was a mix between being like a sideline reporter for sports, but doing it for food. So it was a perfect transition for me.
Oh, amazing.
Yeah. Like I got to do something like it felt very natural.
It's like high energy and you're like in there.
Yeah. And you have to get in and get out quickly and do quick interviews, like not like bother these people too much.
Because chefs are so friendly to talk. They love when they're cooking.
They love when I come and bug them.
Yeah, they love that.
You know, for even if it's only for 30 seconds, but
they love that.
No, it was a great, great, great opportunity. I had a blast. I would love to do more. They kind of decided to switch things up for the next season. They went back to Iron Chef America.
Right.
and hired an actual chef to be the floor porter, which
they're doing a bunch of changes over there. A ton of changes are happening over there. And I mean,
the whole cable landscape is doing a ton of changes.
Yeah, so. Not in a bad way. It's going to be a totally different world over there. And I think it's a good thing. For me, I've really slowed down watching the Food Network. It got to where it was just, hey, here's some B celebrities cooking pies against each other. And I'm like, dude, what about like Emerald Live? That show was awesome. You know, just watching guys actually cook food. It's one of the things that, you know, you see people like one of the guys who I think a lot of and very, very highly of is Jamie Oliver. Mm-hmm. And Jamie Oliver has a YouTube channel called FoodTube where he has 4 million subscribers.
Wow.
So he'll put a video out and he'll get 2.5-3 million views on a video.
Which is way more than you get anything on cable TV right now.
100%. Yeah. 100% more than anything that people on television would watch. And so he's been offered to go back to do some things. And he said no.
Really?
He's like, why? No.
And is it a full, I mean, I need to watch it. Is it like a full high-end production type thing? Yeah.
It's amazing. I mean, so one of his good friends, this guy named Christian Stevenson, that goes by DJ Barbecue, he's awesome, good buddy of mine. He's telling me like all these things, like they've all been offered to do stuff and they say no because why would we go from having 4 million people look at us to 250,000 people?
Right.
Why would we do that? You know, and it's completely, that's the way things are going. And you see guys like that who are actually having real, and what he's doing, he's cooking food. Mm-hmm. He's not in there doing some competition. He's cooking food and people are digging it. It's, you know, short little clips, you know, maybe, you know, 7 minutes long at the most, but it's the best. And, you know, just let me just do this. Brush my shoulder. I was the first American featured on FoodTube. Thank you very much.
See,
everybody.
There you go. All right.
Nothing for that.
Take a bow.
You know, but no, it's awesome. Check it out. I'm serious. Like it's worthwhile checking out. And you see, that's the way things are going, I think. And, you know, I think you'll see more food shows coming back where actually people are cooking. So I think we need that. We're losing it.
Yeah, I think people want to see that. More people are cooking at home and wanting those recipes and that kind of thing.
Well, when I worked for Meredith for the National Better Show, they made us all study like how much these food segments on these like daytime talk shows, how much they're the highest rated segments they have. Like,
really?
People watch them the most because they feel like they're learning something. Which isn't always true. I got on and just made jokes, but
it's the organicness. Also, I think people are just looking for real.
Yeah, organic food is huge.
Or they see like what you made, and then if you're able to say, hey, like go online and you can get the actual recipe.
Right.
You know, blah 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 blah. Like
it's more direct.
Yeah, very very cool. E is for eat.
Yes.
Tell me about this. Like, how you've been doing this for a while now.
A while, yeah. So when I first started it, I was living in San Francisco, and I think I was getting a CSA box at the time, so I would get, you know, like a shipment of, you know, fresh seasonal vegetables from the farm,
awesome,
like once a week. And
that sounds good.
Yeah, no, it was awesome. And it was kind of cool because I would get like things that I'd never cooked before. And I had to figure out like how to make them. Like fava beans are not easy.
I've never cooked with that.
No, they're really hard. or they're just like time intensive.
Right.
And yeah, one of my coworkers, I was always talking about food and what I was cooking and where I was eating and these things. And she said, well, why don't you start a food blog? And I really didn't have an answer for hers, like, to why I shouldn't. so, yeah, I just started, and it was kind of a hobby. I tend to, like, get obsessive about, like, things, like, new projects. So I was posting, like, 5 or 6 times a week when I was living in San Francisco. I don't know how. Because now it takes me, like, I'm lucky if I post, like, once or twice a month.
Yeah.
But, yeah, like, I mean, it's just kind of what I'm cooking. Sometimes it's, you know, where I'm eating out. But for the most part, it's my own recipes. I decided I needed some sort of theme to kind of push it along a little bit. So I kind of settled on this like alphabet theme.
Oh,
lots of options.
But now I've been through the alphabet like at least 7 times, maybe more.
Time to change it up.
Numbers.
Yeah.
Let's
but
do
I, it's called E is for Eat. Like it's, I don't know.
Yeah, but like, the world is branching out.
Yeah.
You can branch out.
I know.
Shapes.
Can we throw emojis
shapes
in there?
Shapes.
No, emojis.
Emojis. Emoji cooking. I like that.
Meant of us.
Oh, like okay. That. Like, just go through, like, all of the, like, food emojis.
Absolutely.
Dude, you should do recipes using breakfast cereals. That's the whole thing. Just
Breakfast cereals. It's funny that you brought that up. So, actually, my boyfriend, who's in the live studio audience out here, Justin, I actually don't see him right now, but
he's
there. He had this great idea that we kind of executed during March Madness this year. We did a cereal bracket. And so like on my Instagram story, we came up with this bracket.
Okay.
And it had 4 regions and, you know, we had different cereals. Like I think we had 32 teams, quote unquote teams.
And is each team a cereal?
Yes. And they were up against each other. And so I just did like the poll on my Instagram and people would vote for, you know, whichever one in the matchup they felt. and people were getting really into it. And also, like, really just kind of a la, like, that's the same awesome thing as, like, real March Madness when people are really upset about seeding and, like, how low or high teams are or which bracket they're in.
Wait, Cookie Crisp is higher, is lower than Rice Krispies? No, what are you talking about?
You think it's serious business.
People were really upset. Like, people were either, like, really on board, like, yes, you guys seeded perfectly, or other people were like, why is, like, Corn Pop so low? Or, like, I don't know. People were really upset about certain ones. Wow. Or, like, ones that we omitted. They were like, where's Grape Nuts? And we're like, get out of here. No one likes
Ew,
Grape Nuts.
No.
Wow.
Dito.
Wow.
No. So in the final, it was Cinnamon Toast Crunch and Honey Nut Cheerios. Oh. And CTC took the...
That's so solid.
Took it by, like, a... Yeah.
Did you call it CTC?
100%. Like, that's what people call, like, the cool kids call it.
CTC.
It's CTC.
I did.
Wow. Yeah.
That's a thing.
Yeah,
that's
a thing.
Wow. How about that? You got to check out eisforeat.com. That's Jamie's blog. She's hanging out with us here tonight in Williamsburg, Brooklyn, the Station Head Studios. We have some awesome music here tonight.
Yes.
What are you into, so, like, when it comes to music? What do you like?
I mean, I'm the worst. I listen to, like, 90s hip hop. So
why is that the worst?
No, it's not
is
the worst. I'm just, like, great. Bad on, like, new music. I love 90s hip hop. Hip hop barbecue on Pandora.
Hip hop barbecue. That's
no,
a thing?
It's life changing. Just check it out. Later.
Let's bring that playlist over to Station.
Yeah, we should definitely use that
I'm
one.
Sorry, hip-hop I'm plugging barbecue. The wrong.
No, you're good.
They're the same. It's all
we play everything.
Thing.
Yeah.
What? Give me, like, your top two songs that you've had just this week. Your top two songs.
I don't know.
Hip hop, hooray, Naughty by Nature. No, no. Jump Around.
Sure. Yeah.
I'm trying to think of 90s songs.
I mean, anything, like, I don't know. There's some, like, Eminem on there. There's, like, Dr. Dre. There's
all right.
The old school stuff.
Yeah. There you go.
Right. Well, do you ever do any, like, any rock stuff?
Yeah. I mean, I honestly like pretty much everything.
All right. Well, I'm about to make you a new fan of somebody
else.
Okay,
I'm excited. I need new music, so, like, give it to me.
Our buddy Des Rocks is in the studio, and I think he's just about ready to kick it for us,
he's
man,
doing
and
a little
do a song for
there.
Us. So what we're going to do is I'm going to take the mic outside to him, and we're going to have a little live music here on Brooklyn Live. Is that cool with you guys?
Cool. I'm Sounds super good. Excited about it.
Awesome, guys. All right, well, stay right there. We're going to plug in the new microphone, and we'll come right back with Des Rocks. We'll be right back, guys. Stay right there. All right. Back here at Brooklyn Live, hanging out. Serena, I'm really excited about having this gentleman here in the studio right now to play a song for us. You want to tell everybody a little bit about him and what's going on?
So excited. Can't wait. All right, so Des Rocks is in the studio live tonight. Check out his new single, Let Me Live, Let Me Die, on Spotify.
It is. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for Des Rocks.
So I'm going to strip down a couple of Big Bear rock records. I've never done like this before, but hopefully it works out alright. The song's called Heavy Metal Dreamer.
I fought, failed. Though I only was a dream. For fever's been a while. Only kill I people king. Nobody to see, nobody to move. Your blood on the street, in black and blue. Get ready for me, I'm ready for you. Oh, the sharp and the blame, but the witness to truth. My those teeth are pearly white, I better eat you in. Thank you.
Dude, that was awesome. That was awesome. I like the stripped down version. That was really, really cool. You know, I think instead of going back in there, let's just sit right here. Is that cool?
Yeah.
Just sit right here and talk about it for a minute, man. Dude, I got to be honest. I love that song. I think that song is destined to be on a Netflix show or something. I'm telling you. I mean, I just feel like it's going to be. It feels like an intro song or something, right?
Yeah, well, it's also like an intro into Des Rocks, too. It's the first record I put out, so...
I know we're sitting really close. Sorry, I'm just trying to share a mic with you.
It's a comfy couch. I mean, it's supposed to be
closer, so, yeah. Talk about that song. What's that song about, and what's it mean to you?
That song was about me just sort of like discovering music for the first time when I first picked up a guitar, and just like looking back on the crazy ride the last few years have been.
Yeah.
And if I could go back and tell myself something then, like what would I say, and what would I tell myself? Like, would I even get into this like crazy mess of making records in the first place?
Right, right. What exactly is a midnight sun? Because you say burn bright like a midnight sun. I'm pretty sure if I saw the sun at midnight, I'm thinking it's probably about over.
The midnight sun is a thing. People know what a midnight sun is.
What's a midnight sun? Jamie's shaking her head. Yes, Jamie. What's a midnight sun? You don't have to sit so far away. What? You guys are like, yeah, you don't know that? Now I'm the jackass. All
right. I didn't create it. I don't know. I actually don't actually know what it really is. But I like, but I like what it represents, you know, just this, the idea of like the sun at midnight. I don't know.
Well, it sounds awesome, man. And now you said you've got a whole album. It's done, right? The whole album is done, but you're releasing one track at a time. Is that right?
Yeah. I just like to put out one track at a time.
Why are we doing that?
I don't know. Like I've put out like, and I've been in bands and I've put out like major label albums all at once, and I don't think people like really have the attention span to listen to something 12 songs that you work on for 2 years, you know?
Well, I think it's pretty smart because it actually kind of keeps the vibe going for a little while, as opposed to like, oh, here's the whole album, everybody's excited about it for 2 months, then we kind of trail off. This way you kind of keep putting a song out, so it kind of keeps getting fresh in people's minds, right?
Yeah, and I have too much ADD too for that, where I just want like a new song every 6 weeks from myself, you know? So
how different is the writing process from you, from a band situation to you kind of flying solo?
It's really different, but usually like these records are big and loud rock records, so I usually am writing like with the band in the room now anyway. So like a drummer and a bass player and just like a power trio.
Yeah. That's awesome, man. And you're doing shows around, right?
Yeah, we just had our last show was Rough Trade, just a few blocks from here in Brooklyn. So that was the last one, and then probably be on tour in the fall.
On tour? Like how big of a tour are we talking?
TBD.
Nice. Yeah. Nice. Well, that's awesome. And you're going to go, like, with the, I mean, you Bill, the guy who drums for you sometimes, is it the same guy going to go around?
Yeah, it's the same guy. I've been playing drums with him since.
He's such a nice dude.
Yeah, he's the nicest guy I know.
He's really nice.
He, like, makes me nicer on tour, you know? Like, he's, like, that friendly guy. So.
I can't picture you ever not being nice. You've always been super cool to me.
Well, I'm, like, more quiet than Will. Will just talk to everybody, you know?
That's what's up, man.
Yeah.
So this summer, man, still writing music in the studio, still writing new songs, getting ready. Like, what's the story with that? Are you doing like any kind of covers on the tour, or is it just all your stuff?
We do one cover. We do a cover of a cover. We do like the Joe Cocker version of "With a Little Help from My Friends."
Whoa.
Yeah.
You're singing Joe Cocker?
Well, I'm trying to do my version of it, but it's like
his cover. I think it's probably pretty awesome.
It's like his cover of the Beatles cover, and it's my cover of that cover.
Nice.
So it's like, but it's a fun record. But you got to be careful when you cover like songs that are great, because you just don't want that song to be the best song in your set. You know?
And plus, people become pretty judgy, I'm guessing, right?
Yeah, because people like fall in love with those records, so you got to do them justice. Yeah.
Right. Joining right now at Des Rocks, you guys just missed an amazing performance, a great freaking tune, Heavy Metal Dreamer, right? Mm-hmm. Awesome song. You can find it on Spotify. Just type in Des Rocks, DesRocks. Where does the name come from? I know, but I just want to get you to explain it.
I was just on tour in D.C. like a year and a half ago in this other band, and I just saw it on a menu, and it just said
Des. It's not at all what I thought it was. Wait a minute.
There's a few different versions of the story. I just like changed it depending on how I feel.
I thought it was a play on your name.
Yeah. No, it is in some interviews. But then in this interview.
In some interviews.
I was in yeah, D.C., and right. I just saw it on a menu.
There were ninjas.
Yeah, and I just stuck with me in this weird way, and I was like, whoa, and I just liked it.
What was like a dish? Like, I'll have the Des Rocks medium rare?
I think it was like a brewery in like the Catalan region.
Wow, so like, let me have the Des Rocks IPA?
Something like that, yeah.
Interesting. Well, I don't know. I got one bad laugh in that. Did you guys hear that? That was garbage. I thought for sure it was a home run, too. I swung for the fences with that. I got nothing. Yeah. Listen, man, are you a cocktail guy at all?
Yeah, I love cocktails.
You are?
Yeah.
Well, we got a really good cocktail guy here in the building right now, the one and only Matt Corey from the New York Cocktail Expo. Give it up for him. Matt, you're over there making cocktails right now. Say hi to Des Rocks right there. This pineapple cocktail you made earlier was amazing. New York Cocktail Festival is coming up August 20th. Tell us about it. Where is it going to be, and how did you get involved with it? And I mean, you're the starter of it. Like, you're the founder of this, right?
Yeah. Basically, alcoholic. No.
And scene.
No, that was an awesome song. Thanks for having me. Yeah, New York Cocktail Expo, you said it right. It's a cocktail festival. It's a festival of all things beverages, so you're going to have top New York cocktail bars there. You're going to see the top trending new craft spirits there, bourbons and gins and ryes and tequilas and all sorts of that. It's also going to be the home of the best cocktail competition for 2018 for all the boroughs, New York City versus Queens versus Brooklyn. So it's a huge deal. Definitely want to check that out. Some top bartenders coming through. And we're doing something really cool. And this is all, once again, all going down August 19th in LIC Queens at Melrose Ballroom. Super awesome venue. We are doing the official Tiki Throwdown. This is the official tiki.
Like a tiki bar. Like a tiki bar throwdown. Like a tiki, like I guess, like with torches and little Buddha things.
That's right. That's where I'm wearing a silly Hawaiian t-shirt. So we're doing the Tiki Throwdown, and we have as our official judge is Brian Miller from the Polynesian Tiki Bar, which is a really great, awesome tiki bar that's just opened up in New York City. So it's just making waves all over the world and everything. So it's going to be a super awesome time. It's a cocktail festival, the ultimate Sunday fun day. Get your tickets at nycocktailexpo.com.
That's right.
They also get a 30% discount with promo code STATIONHEAD.
Oh.
So...
Okay. Just like that, you get discount tickets to go into the Cocktail Expo. If you guys don't like cocktails, I don't know what's wrong with you, but 30% off with promo code STATIONHEAD.
Yeah, at nycocktailexpo.com. First 200 VIP tickets purchased, we're doing a rooftop after party. So we're going to be going Drake Kiki on the rooftop. 7 to 9 p.m.
I'm pretty sure Drink Kiki's not a thing. I don't, have you ever heard of it?
No.
No, Drink Kiki.
Kiki. Do you love me? You know? Okay.
Wow. Okay. Jamie, are you any nothing? Nothing? Is that it?
Yeah. You're out of the loop here, Chef.
I'm out of the loop.
I love you, Chef.
Wow. Well, NewYorkCocktailExpo.com, August 20th, right? August 19th, excuse me.
NYCocktailExpo.com, August 19th, Sunday, Melrose Ballroom, Long Island City, Queens. Tell your friends. Get tickets. Come down and have a blast.
And promo code STATIONHEAD. Get yourself 30% off your ticket, right?
That's right.
What are tickets? How much tickets go for in this?
Well, your general admission's like $65.
Dude, and what do you get with general admission? What comes with that ticket?
4 hours of, you know, nonstop cocktail samples.
And an Uber ride.
Yeah, an Uber ride. Make sure you get your Lyft. We got hotels sponsoring the area. So eat in town. Lots of restaurants. Come for 2 hours. Go eat. Come back. Do that sort of thing. Sip responsibly. Thank you, Chef Blum.
Nice. There you go. Hey, you got one more cocktail over there that maybe Des and I could try?
You guys something
can throw up. Something over here, and then I think we'll probably get ready to do this crazy cocktail competition. It should be a lot of fun.
Awesome.
If you can judge it for us, right?
I'm going to do it.
There you go. Awesome. Does you think you could do one more song for us?
Yeah.
Is that cool?
You want like a rock or a
want you to
song?
I want you to do whatever you want to do, brother.
You want a slow one? What are you guys doing?
I'm going to call you. I'm going to call you to be my fixing technical difficulties guy.
Okay, I can do that.
Let's see, whatever you want to do, man. Why don't you...
Let's have a little fun now.
That was
a sleepy one, right?
All right, here we go. I'll put the mic over here so we can hear it better. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up one more time for Des Rocks. That's the new song that just came out too, right? That's awesome. I've never heard it even like. So I've heard a ton on of course on Spotify, but breaking it down like that, dude, it's almost just as strong, like just as, you know. I mean, it's, I think it's the way your voice cuts through, and just the second you started singing, everybody looked up and was like, "Oh shit!"
That's a good sign. I'll take that.
Yeah, I think so too. I think so too. Jamie, you ready to come over here and have the smacketh layeth down upon you? No. Here, if you want to pull this chair up here.
I looked up what midnight
song. Oh, you did.
Yeah, what is it?
Serena, can you come on over here and grab a chair? And then Matt, whenever you're ready too.
Basically, it's just in the Arctic and Antarctic circles in the summer, there's literally midnight sun because it's like sunny at midnight.
Yeah, so wait, that's what I thought.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
All right.
I actually kind of thought that's what it was, and then I got nervous when you put me on the spot.
I was gonna say like, yeah.
Dude, that's funny. All right, good news. I found a volume switch for that, so we can turn it up, which is great. Which is very helpful.
Oh, cool.
Which is great news. So, cocktail competition.
Yeah.
Matt's over here. It was awesome, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, so good.
The voice is just crazy.
So good.
Yeah. Awesome stuff. Matt's over here pouring some more drinks, but we have some cocktails here. We're gonna use Pusser's rum.
Okay.
I said Pusser's rum, and he jumped up. He's like, oh yeah. As you can tell, Matt.
Oh, I didn't know. We can't use this, like, anything here?
I think you can use whatever you want.
Okay.
I
mean, love that,
Matt.
Did you know it's National Tequila Day?
Is it really?
Yeah.
Wow, I thought it was National Drive-Thru Day. I'm not lying. I heard it's National Drive-Thru Day.
I mean, every day is, like, three holidays, I feel like. You know?
That's right.
Everything but this one we're choosing. Yeah. Tequila's a big one. Yeah.
Tequila's a big one. So I think we should let Matt be the official head judge as it comes to this. Matt, can we use, there's a couple other cocktail mixes back here, tequila and whatnot.
Yeah.
Can we use that in the competition here?
Yeah, I think you can, but you know what? You gotta incorporate Pusser's rum somehow.
Okay.
You can do a split base cocktail, maybe.
Okay.
What the hell is a split base cocktail?
You can use two different spirits.
That meant something totally different when I was younger.
You
I don't even know.
So secret ingredient?
Yeah, okay. So we have to use Pusser's rum strong enough for the British Navy. Correct.
Right. We're getting more drinks? Oh, yeah. My. Well, what's this?
It's a good luck drink.
Oh, is this the first one we had?
Okay.
No, now you're having a little pineapple variation.
I don't want to cheers my opponent.
Ran out of ice, so it's going to be a bit stronger.
Wow, you're taking this real serious.
Of course I am. Can't you tell?
Whoa.
Hello.
This is fun, too.
Well, we were running a little bit low on ice, so this is going to be a little fuller tasting. It's not as much dilution. You might want to recharge the ice before you compete.
I got people for that.
All right, so I had to shake it with like one cube.
Wow,
but it's still delicious, isn't it?
Shook it with one cube.
Wow, you want to make a snow cone out of this.
Okay. All right, sounds delicious. So we have a couple of things here, Jamie, that we can use.
Okay.
There's some coconut water here. Of course, some Pusser's rum. We've got a little Simply Cranberry cocktail.
Here's some. How are you gonna say this?
Which one? The La Croix? I'm kidding. La Croix. What flavor is this? Oh, guys,
it
is the
looks
one.
Like pamplemousse.
Stop it. That's not a word.
It is. I love her. Yes. Pamplemousse.
What is pamplemousse?
Thank you.
It's grapefruit.
Uh-huh.
In what language?
Fancy grapefruit.
French.
Mm. Yeah.
It's just grapefruit.
The funny thing is, if you said that in French, it would be La Croix, but they say La Croix.
That's what I was waiting for.
Okay. Well, two things. One. You're not my friend anymore. And two,
she's my best friend ever.
Is she really?
Yeah.
Well, if I ever use the word pamplemousse in a sentence, Matt, do me a favor. I want you to smash this can in my head.
You got it. No problem.
Thank you. Thank you.
You.
We also have another La Croix.
That looks just like
this
like
is lime.
Yeah.
We have some orange juice. We have some pineapple juice, which I didn't even know you could buy pineapple juice like that. Phenomenal. I think there's some soda around here somewhere. There's ice, and of course, back here we have some tequila, some bourbon. Looks like a little
Tito's
vodka.
Nice.
And of course, the only rule here with this
is
you have to use this rum in there. Some form or fashion.
Not this rum.
Secret ingredient.
Pusser's rum.
That's right. Pusser's rum.
Pusser's rum in some form or fashion. Now, our judges, of course, are the one and only lovely Serena. Serena, talk about what you're going to be looking for in a cocktail.
So considering I'm a vodka soda girl, I guess I'm looking for something to be very smooth.
Okay. All right. And that's what are you looking for, man? What's something you look for in a cocktail?
I like citrusy.
Citrusy.
Yeah.
All right. That's good to know.
Do we have some?
There's some citrus over there. Yep. And Matt, of course, as the cocktail queen. No.
Is that not good? Hey, look.
Yeah.
You never know, huh?
Okay. You never know. And we've hung out a lot. Okay. What are you looking for in a cocktail? What's good to you?
I think it'd be nice if it was balanced, if it was seamless, all the flavors came together.
That's really, like, he didn't even, like, that's a cop-out answer, isn't it?
He said that answer, like, 100 times.
Well, I tell you what, I would like it if it was something that I would order again. Oh. I'd like to have another one after. I'd like another round.
So it just has to have alcohol in it.
No. Now, I like craft cocktails because they're delicious, not just to get boozed out, man.
All right. And again, tell everybody, New York Cocktail Expo is coming up August 19th.
Yep.
Get tickets at newyorkcocktailexpo.com.
NYCocktailExpo.com.
Yeah. NY. I don't believe in abbreviations.
Okay. No worries.
That's fake news.
Fake news.
NYCocktailExpo.com. And, of course, if you use promo code Stationhead, that's 30% off tickets for the event. Man, how about that? That's a great deal.
It's amazing.
All right. I think we should make this a little bit of a timed event.
Oh, okay.
I think we should have 14 seconds.
What?
Is that
veto,
not enough?
Veto.
Wait, can we get the ice over here?
I see ice.
All right, so if we can get that ice over here, we'll do that. And then, do you have some cocktail making music?
How does cocktail making translate over the radio?
I don't know. We're going to find out.
Like time music?
That's good.
Oh, I like this. Do you have like? Yes, sweet.
It's like your cocktail Jeopardy.
Yeah, cocktail Jeopardy. All right, Matt. I need you. Once we get the stuff over here, you're gonna say go.
You want me to say go?
Do you have a cup?
She's getting ice.
Like
citrus.
Do a little. Jamie's getting upset. She's like, no, we need
cocktail,
citrus.
Competition improv, huh?
Jamie's getting upset. She's like, we need cocktail citrus. We need.
Can I get some zest? What are we?
You want a knife? No.
Have any of you guys made a cocktail before?
Yes.
No.
Well, actually, I asked.
25 years in the restaurant business, I've never made a cocktail.
I asked Chef if I could bring my own ingredients, and he said no.
Absolutely not.
So right. I was ready to bring my own stuff.
Right. Yeah. This is the chopped cocktail.
That's right. And some ginger beer.
There you go.
Wait, go run home. Yeah, no.
All right, Matt. How much time do we have?
Well, I mean, honestly, if we were doing a legit competition, it'd probably be at 10 minutes.
It's too much.
Why don't we do 3 minutes?
Okay.
Oh God, I think that's too short.
3 minutes.
I would say 5.
10 minutes good.
Sweet.
1 minute.
Let's do 1 minute.
3 minutes.
Yeah, 1 minute.
The 1 minute cocktail.
60 seconds.
Okay, here we go.
All right, who's going to be our official timer for the 1 minute cocktail competition championship?
That's too short.
No, 90 seconds.
We'll have a grace period. Oh man,
you can't. You're touching your cup already.
I'm just.
If Coco's chiming in. Why is Coco chiming in?
Ice cup. She's allowed to touch the ice cup.
All right, Dimitri's going to be our official timekeeper.
Like what's going on? I feel like.
Jamie's a mess.
You get to have a shaker.
All right.
Okay. Well.
So we have these pusses. I kind of reach across you to get.
You guys want the measuring? You don't want the measuring.
Measuring. I have my hand.
Okay.
Exactly.
I think this is going to be amazing.
Done.
I'm really scared for everyone. I feel like, whatever you want. This seems scary. What is this contraption?
What is this contraption?
It takes 4.
Oh my God. Kelly, do you see this? All right. 90 seconds or are we doing 120 seconds on the clock?
I'm going to try to assist.
Okay.
90 seconds on the clock. 3 judges.
What are you doing?
I'm just ready. She's good. Just go.
90 seconds.
The official the Brooklyn Cocktail Competition Championships.
Is it?
Are we ready?
I'm ready.
Timer ready.
Born ready. Yeah.
Ready? 3, 2, 1. Make a drink.
Ding, ding, ding.
All right, here we go. A little ice.
But we have to use the rum, right?
Have to use the rum. Yeah.
Okay.
I need the rum. I need the rum. Rum, please. Rum.
Rum.
Rum. Rum.
You are. Oh. Whoa!
Say what makes
He's making songs.
Dead rock in the house.
Pamplemousse. Here we go, a little pamplemousse. What does that sound?
I'm getting ready for the winner.
Did you just throw stuff on me?
I don't know.
What's that?
It's
exciting.
Stuff.
This is
only
a 60 seconds. Is that mustard? That can't stop mustard.
Don't copy me.
How much time we got?
Oh, yeah. That 40
seconds.
40 seconds.
All right. What do we see over here? That's got to open it up now. Is that 5 alive?
5 alive. Here we go.
Wow. That is so retro.
How much time do we have?
I think they're both making sense.
Time check.
You got 30 seconds.
30 seconds. Plenty of time.
30 seconds. That is a long time. Forget this. 10 minutes.
Exactly.
Who's recommended that?
Is there simple syrup over there?
Oh, I see.
Simple syrup.
Come on.
Exactly. Right, the
bartender doesn't carry simple syrup in his back.
Time check.
Oh, shit.
Time check.
I want some simple syrup.
No, it's Dasher.
Dash.
Whose cup is this?
Oh, there we go.
And
10. Roll.
9, 8, 7, 6, 5.
Oh, what the hell? right, all right, all right.
Hands away from your drinks.
Can I taste it?
Do we taste it first?
Let's taste it. Cheers.
Cheers.
You also have to have named the cocktail.
Oh, that's the best ever. Holy, this is delicious. All right. I have a delicious cocktail here for you guys. This is amazing. You want to go first or you want to go
first?
No,
you go first.
All right. So we'll pass our drink cups around. Okay. You guys don't mind, just, you know, you can each pick a different spot.
Yeah.
You know, don't drink after Matt. Go third.
Because there will be nothing left in the cup.
The name of this cocktail is Heaven Sent Pamplemousse Bourbon Southern Jam Session.
Wow, Heaven Sent Pamplemousse Bourbon Southern Jam Session.
That's it.
Wait, so who gets to punch him in the face because
it's
Pamplemousse?
Oh, shit. Yeah! Wait, was it a punch or was it a can?
That's anyway, going to leave a mark.
That's going to hurt. All right, here we go. Heaven Sent Pamplemousse Bourbon Passion Fruit.
Oh, my goodness.
Get down.
That sounds terrible. It looks like she likes it.
It's, I don't know.
Yeah, just pound it. You got to get a good sip in there.
I think she's into it.
Look at this. Look at this. Look at her face.
Oh, that's the face. That's the face of joy. That's the face of joy. Joy that it's leaving her hand.
She made a face like someone took their socks off.
It was just, there might be socks in there. That's how we strain it.
That's fan-freaking-tastic.
All right.
That's pamplemousse-tastic. Wait, you're next.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
We're going to comments from all the judges. Comments from all the judges. Liz, what do you think?
I like it.
Oh, he says I like it.
There you go.
I like it.
I
like it.
I don't like the fact that it's not named. Me or but I do like the drink.
We should have done that. Well, I mean, that's the second part of the name. I didn't want to get too long with it, though, you know? Pamplemousse, Heaven Sent, deliciousness.
I love this conversation.
There you go. Here we go. Matt's got it in his mouth. He made a face. And now he's looking very
peculiar. He's looking
peculiar.
Very concerned.
He is concerned, right?
You didn't do too bad, son.
Thank you. Thank
it
you.
Doesn't taste like it smells.
Now, let me tell you
what. What? You know how many times I've said that to... All right.
Essentially...
Sorry, Kelly. Sorry.
You know, essentially what you've made here is like a bourbon sour that's oversweet. It's just too sweet. Too
well, I mean,
sweet.
I had to have a measure with the...
But it's actually... You could pass it off.
All right. Do you want to taste my drink, too?
Sure.
Sour.
Yeah.
All right. So, I'm...
All right. Scale of one... Do we do scale of one to ten? You guys want to do that?
Sure.
You want to announce a winner and a loser?
Already? Man, somebody's cocky.
No, I mean, I'm just pretty sure it's over. That's why. Here, taste my bourbon sour.
I was pretty sure it was over.
Yeah, I mean, I was pretty sure. Like, it's done. Like, that's delicious.
It's not terrible.
He's like,
in my life, I'll take a C+. That's a whole good. All right, here we go. Time for Jamie's drink.
All right, mine is called the Midnight Sun.
Oh! Okay, that's some bullshit.
AKA, it's the Jamaican margarita because it's National Tequila Day, so I use tequila, but also some rum.
Okay.
And
what kind of rum was that you used?
What kind of rum was that? It was Hussar's rum.
Hussar's rum?
Yeah.
Made for the British Navy.
Yeah.
Delicious.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited.
Hussar's rum.
Ooh, I do like the floating orange in there.
It's a fantastic rum.
That was a product of me only having 5 seconds
okay.
left.
Okay. I should have fruit in mine too. Here we go.
All right, so it's a taste.
Serena's holding it, but she always looks a little timid when she holds drinks. I like it. She's not sure.
Yeah,
but then we all look away, she just pounds it.
Clearly. All right. So what's
fine? All right. She's taking a sip of it right now. I'm doing a little descriptive because I'm on the radio. Oh.
Oh, yeah.
What?
Oh, yeah. It's a competition now, boy.
What? Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Man. It's not as good?
I'm a fan of Midnight
Sun. Oh, okay. All right. Des is taking a sip right now.
Oh, I really like it. Yeah!
Okay, did anybody else think that seemed really fake the way this
is?
No.
Did anybody?
It seemed like he was on an infomercial. He's like, oh, I like it a lot.
I'm sick and tired of bad cocktails. Black and white.
Cocktails are so boring. All right.
I think, but isn't a midnight sunset the sunset? Isn't it just the sun?
In Alaska. Yeah. I know these things because I study things.
Yeah,
that's what I said. It's about
the Arctic
Circle. Like it's
in the middle of the summer.
Right. In the summer in the Arctic.
Yeah.
That's what I told them.
So it's a sunset drink.
Either way, it sounds very romantic.
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
It does. All right, here he goes. Matt's taking a sip. He's smelling it. He's looking at it. Swishing it around
he's
his mouth.
Very seriously.
I've never seen a gentleman hold a cocktail like Listerine.
I was just thinking about my childhood.
Oh, do you want to talk about it?
Okay. Now I'm going to get real.
Okay.
Oh.
So it does kind of come off like a margarita.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of citrus going on. Kind of takes it almost to that screwdriver area with a lot of the orange juice happening.
Phillip Sanders
nice drink.
I would like it if there was some seltzer in there.
Oh.
I topped it off with a floater of lime LaCroix, but I didn't have enough time to get more.
Have you ever been on Chopped? You don't get the chance to tell them. You just kind of listen.
I like this drink. I think for this competition, though, I might go with Bourbon Junkie Flat Jam Sour Soup.
Yes!
Only because I think whatever spirit you were using shined through the drink. This one might just have too much citrus going on.
There we go. Serena?
To be as a craft cocktail.
Thank you, everybody, for coming. I am a cocktail champion.
There's three of us that get to go here.
Great having you guys here tonight. I appreciate it. All right, I'm going to taste it, too. Serena, what's your vote, and give us a reason why.
Do we get to deliberate? They might change my mind. Do we get to deliberate, or we
no. vote? No, we're well over time already. Okay, so it's gonna go.
If it's an A or B, I'm A.
Yes.
Team A.
Wait, what, am I A or B?
You're B. You're A or B.
What'd you put in that?
Deliciousness.
You just, took everything and poured it in. Actually, it does taste a lot like a margarita. You guys should definitely try it. Des, what's your call, man?
Jamie, if you win today, how do you spend the $10,000?
I will put it into music. And
name of the drink aside, I said I love citrus. And she hit me on the citrus. I'm going with Jamie.
Son of a bitch! Damn, get up, ladies and gentlemen. Jamie Sire, the Brooklyn Cocktail Champion. That's right. Guys, thank you guys all for being here. Big shout out to Matt Corey from the New York Cocktail Expo. August 19th. Yeah. Tickets at nycocktailexpo.com. Of course, shout out to my good friend Jamie Sire. Thank you for coming out and hanging out with us, man. It was
thanks
a little
for
weird.
Having me.
We're drinking cocktails and weird things fun. Going on. I still think you cheated.
No. Solid winner.
Serena,
I knew my audience.
You did. Well, I think you cheated. Serena?
Yeah, I don't want to.
We have to talk about our friendship. Des, you're the man. I appreciate you coming out and having cocktails and playing with us and having a great time and playing music. I think you do one more for us as we call tonight. And I called one more earlier.
Sure, I'll do that.
You were saving us for a technical difficulty. He's good. He's got it.
Oh, yes, sir.
All right. Make sure you check out NewYorkCocktailExpo.com. Use promo code STATIONHEAD to get yourself 30% off. And, of course, we'll see you guys next time. Ladies and gentlemen, the one and only, Des Rocks.
I have many slow songs that I play. This is all I got, so my best song of the night. I was waiting on set for you, morning. I was buying my lead card to play a kung fu. I picture all the things I could have said in that same moment. But can I hold on to you? And I had some hard and real good intention, but I was looking down some twisted kind of view. I thought that every finger was here, could forever. If I could hold on to you, don't tell me. So long, so long and good evening. Go on, go on if you can. I can't promise that I'll ever forget. So could you hold on to me? Had a razor tongue that cut through all the tension. I don't impress you much with that New York attitude. Now I can see there's something there. So can I hold on to you? Don't tell me so long, so long and good evening. Go on, go on if you can. I can't promise that I'll ever forget. So can you hold on to me? Don't tell me so long, so long and good evening. Go on, go on if you can. I tried everything to make it hurt, so could you hold on to me? Now won't you hold on to me? Hold on to me. Hold on to me. Hold on to me. Hold on.
shut the fuck up for 30 seconds, you might learn something.